Intro. Welcome. This is an advanced mastering lesson. DJ Rap Masterclass. Clean the piano rush drop in Ableton Live 12 for timeless roller momentum. We'll treat the piano rush drop as a stem polish task. Remove mud. Preserve transient groove. Keep the sub and bass momentum that makes roller feel, and glue everything with transparent saturation, multiband control, and careful limiting. All with Ableton Live 12 stock devices and workflows. What you will build by the end of this session, you'll have a dedicated drop bus or drop stem polish chain for the piano rush, a master bus workflow that complements the clean drop without killing transient energy, practical device settings, and a repeatable workflow to keep kick/pocket clarity, punchy mid-range piano hits, clean high-frequency sheen, and controlled subs. Export ready guidelines and target levels for DJ ready drum and bass drops. Quick workflow note: work non-destructively. Use groups and return tracks. /B frequently by toggling devices or the whole chain. Save intermediate versions and use utility to check mono during tweaks. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Prep. Start by isolating the drop. Create a group track called Piano Rush Drop Bus. Put every piano lane, the reverb and delay returns dedicated to this drop, and any piano effects returns into that group. Create separate drum and bass groups if you haven't already, and set up a kick bus or a short, gated kick send to use as a sidechain trigger. Load a spectrum device on the drop bus for visual reference. Add utility at the top of the chain so you can mono the low end and check balance while you work. B. Sub and low end management on the drop bus. Place utility first. Keep width at 100% initially, but check mono often. Plan to mono below roughly 120 Hz later with M/SEQ. Add EQ 8 after utility. Use a high pass filter at 2835 Hz. 12 dB per octave to remove an audible rumble while keeping weight. Twitch EQ 8 to mid/side mode. On the mid channel, sweep a gentle bell cut around 200-350 Hz and reduce by about -2.5 to -5 dB with Q between 0.7 and 1.2. Find the boxy resonance and tame it. Don't overdo it. On the side channel, add a high shelf of +1 to +2 dB above 6-8 kHz to preserve airiness in the sides without making the center harsh. C. Create kick pocketing with sidechain ducking. Insert Ableton compressor on the drop bus and set it to sidechain from the kick bus or from a short, gated kick transient clip. Start with ratio 2:1, attack around 0.52 ms so the kick can cut through, and release between 80-150 ms. Set the threshold so the compressor ducks roughly 2-4 dB on each kick hit. This keeps the kick pocket and lets the piano breathe around the drums. If you prefer to duck only reverb tails, set up a reverb return and place a compressor on that return with the same sidechain settings that ducks the reverb without touching the dry attack. D. Tighten transients and add body with parallel compression. Create a parallel path. Either duplicate the drop bus or use a send to a drop parallel channel routed back into the drop bus group. On that parallel channel, use a high ratio compressor, say 6:1, 10:1, with fast attack and release. Drive it so it's reducing around 8-12 dB on peaks. Blend the parallel channel back in at roughly 10-25% to thicken piano hits and bring up body without destroying transients. Optionally, use drum bus subtly on the drop bus with drive 1-3 and transient 0-3 to add character. Use this sparingly. E. Multiband control for roller momentum. Place multiband dynamics on the drop bus after your EQ and compressor. Split it into three practical bands: low 2120 Hz, mid 120 Hz, 2.5 kHz, high 2.5 kHz and up. Adjust crossover points by ear. Low band, gentle downward compression, enough to catch big bass peaks. Aim for about 1-3 dB reduction on heavy hits. Use a fast attack and tempo-aware release. Mid-band, light compression for glue. 0.52 dB of gain reduction. High-band, very light or bypass. If highs are harsh, tame them with a fast attack setting. Use M/S mode on the device if you need to compress the mid-low end more than the sides, preserving side air. F. Harmonic enhancement after multiband. Add a saturator or dynamic tube. Choose a soft curve like soft sine or analog clip and add gentle drive, around 1-3 dB of drive with dry/wet blended to 10-25%. For low-end warmth only, create a second saturator on a chain that's ecked so it only distorts the upper bass region, roughly 100-300 Hz. Watch spectrum to ensure no unwanted peaks get introduced. G. Final bus glue and tonal balance on your master bus, or on a master-sized version of the drop bus if you prefer stem mastering. Add glue compressor. Place it before any final limiter. Set attack 1030 ms, so initial transients pass. Release auto or around 0.2-0.6 seconds. Ratio 1.5:1:1. And target very light gain reduction, around 1-2 dB. Just glue. Follow glue with a Q8 for final tonal shaping. Consider a gentle low shelf boost around 6100 Hz up to plus 1.5 dB if you need more warmth, and a high shelf of plus 0.5-1.5 dB above 8-12 kHz for sheen. For surgical problems, use a narrow cut of minus 1 to minus 3 dB at the offending frequency. Final limiting and metering. Put the Ableton limiter last. Set the ceiling to minus 0.3 dB to avoid intersample peaks. Look ahead 1/3 ms. Raise gain until you reach club-ready loudness, but keep limiter gain reduction conservative. Often under 4-6 dB is a good rule. For club-ready drum and bass targets, aim for integrated lufs around minus 8 to minus 7 lufs. For streaming, lower that to minus 9 to minus 10 lufs. If you don't have a lufs meter in stock, use Spectrum and RMS references or the built-in loudness device in Live 12 if available. Always check the whole thing in mono using utility width 0% to ensure kick, piano and bass remain coherent. Final checks and bounce. Bypass the master chain to compare pre/post. A/B frequently. Listen at different levels and on multiple systems, monitors, headphones, club speakers if possible. Render the drop bus stem and the full master and test on systems and in DJ mixes to ensure the roller momentum translates. Common mistakes. Watch out for these traps. Over limiting to chase loudness. This kills transient life and the roller feel. Avoid more than 6-8 dB of limiter gain reduction on the drop. Widening sub frequencies below about 120 Hz. That ruins mono kick/bass coherence. Heavy global saturation. Creates intersample distortion and harshness. Prefer narrow band or parallel saturation. Using a single heavy compressor on everything. Flattens groove. Use multi-band and parallel options. Not ducking reverb. Reverb tails wash out the kick pocket. Chipping a/B with reference tracks and mono checks, you'll lose translation. Pro tips. Tune sidechain release to the groove. For timeless roller momentum, slightly longer release. 100-160 ms. Creates a musical push. Short releases pump more obviously. Use transient shaping subtly. Drum bus transient or short attack compressors on piano can enhance the click without promoting resonance. Automate saturation and high shelf boosts for movement. For example, slightly more saturation on the second half of the drop. Create two masters, one for DJ playback louder, warmer and one for streaming lower lufs. To reveal phase issues, duplicate the master, invert phase on one copy and sum to mono. Missing content indicates cancellations. Use a gated short transient sample of the kick as a sidechain trigger for tighter control. Freeze and flatten alternate master chains to audition rendered results for pumping or saturation artifacts. Mini practice exercise. 30 to 45 minutes. 1. Open your project and find the piano rush drop. 2. Group the piano and dedicated reverb returns into piano rush drop bus. 3. On the drop bus, place utility, then spectrum. Insert EQ8 in M/S, HBF 3035HC, mid, bell minus 3 dB at the worst 250-350 Hz, side, plus 1.5 dB shelf above 7 kHz. 4. Add compressor on the drop bus, sidechain from kick bus, ratio 2:1, attack 1 ms, release 120 ms, threshold for tilde 3 dB ducking on kicks. 5. Set up a parallel bus called drop parallel with heavy compression 6:1:10:1, a 12 dB reduction, blend to 15%. 6. Put multiband dynamics on drop bus, low band compress 1-3 dB, mid band slight glue. 7. Add saturator drive plus 1.5 with dry/wet 20%. 8. Add glue compressor on master, attack 20 ms, release 0.4 s, ratio 2:1, aim for 1-2 dB reduction. 9. Place limiter, ceiling minus 0.3 dB and raise gain toward around minus 8 lufs integrated. 10. Export and compare with a reference DNB roller track. Tweak where the kick or bass feels buried. Recap. We isolated and bust the piano rush, used M/SAQ8 to remove boxiness, sidechain compressed piano and reverb to the kick, applied parallel compression and multiband dynamics for glue without killing transients, added gentle harmonic saturation, and finished with subtle glue compression and conservative limiting. Always a slash B with references, check in mono, and target club lofts appropriately. Small, intentional moves preserve roller momentum while cleaning the piano rush for timeless impact. Final coach notes work loud slash soft toggles and commit in stages. Keep a dedicated clean kick bus and a reverb return for easy side chaining. Save your drop bus chain as a rack preset with mapped macros for low cut, mid cut, side air, side chain amount, parallel blend, saturator drive, and width. Remember, the goal is momentum, not maximum loudness. If processing starts to remove push and groove, dial back, use the checklist as you work. Mono check, right arrow sidechain check, right arrow transient check, right arrow reference match, right arrow export versions. That's it. Load Live 12, follow these steps, and preserve the roller momentum while giving the piano rush the clean, club-ready polish it needs.